Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumais, Perig Gimel Mishnah Tes, Hanachri vehakuti, Trumas and Truma, Umasreisein, Meiser vehigdeshen Hegdesh. A Nachri, an Oivike Chavim, is not Mechuyev to separate Trumasi Meisers from his Tvur, he's not Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. If he does separate Trumasi Meisers, or let's say separates Chala, the Truma that he separated is Aser to Zarim, to non-Kehanim. The Maiserisha needs now that Trumas Maiser should be taken from it. And until you take Trumas Maiser from it, like any other Maiserisha, it remains Tevel. As far as the Maiser Sheni is concerned, you have to take it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat outside of Yerushalayim without a pidyon. In other words, we're going to treat it as if it has the regular halachis of Truma and Maiser. And just like a Nevet Yechavim could make something Hegdish, he could make something Truma u'Maiser. The Rambam explains that if an Oivik Yechavim does mitzvahs, he has some schar for it. So he has the shaychus to the mitzvah. Therefore, he could separate Trumasi Maisers. Either way, the Nachri, and now the Kuti. Once again, let's remind ourselves, what are the Kuti? The Kuti were people that were brought from the land of Kuta through Melech Asher to settle in the Shamran. That was the Chelek of Eretz Yisrael that became empty after the Aseres HaShvatim were sent out. Because the Kutim were not Yirei Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent lions, and therefore they got frightened, they were Megaya themselves. There's a Machloikis Tanoim, whether the Kutim are considered Geri Emes, whether they have a din of Yidden, or they're considered Geri Eroyos. In other words, they're not real Gerim, they're just scared of the lions. Apparently, our Tana holds that they're Geri Eroyos, because the Mishnah puts them together with the Nachri. As we have also explained before, at a later time period, the Chachamim found that the Kutim Lamaisa served the Vaidizara. They found the image of a Yaina, Bereish Hargrizim, and at that point they were geyser on them to be regular of the Chachamim, Lechal Divrei. When exactly that happened is a Machloikis, some say during the days of the Amirayim, some say even earlier. So, Hanachri Vehakuti, Trumas and Truma, they don't have to separate Truma, but if they do, their Truma is Truma, Masr Seya Meiser, their Meisers are Meiser. The Batanur reminds us, we're not talking about a Nachri that took off Truma from a Yisrael. Even if the Yisrael told him to do so, the Truma would not be Truma. Then we learn from a Pasuk that you can't make an Oivik Yechavim, a Shliach, to separate Truma for you. But as far as his own Truma is concerned, it's Truma as far as his own Maisris are concerned. It's Maiser, V'Hegdesh, and Hegdesh. As far as his Hegdesh is concerned, it's Chal. So if an Oivik Yechavim was Magdash HaBehema for a Karabin, the Hegdash is Chal, and the Behemoth could be brought on the Mizbeach. Some say it's only a carbon oila, because that's what's mentioned in the Pasuk that we learned this from. It says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish mi beis Yisrael min ager bi Yisrael ashi Yaakov karboni l'chol nidreyim l'chol nidvaisam. Because there's a double lashon, Ish Ish, Chazal learned from here, that's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, that Avdei Kechavim could be Magdash Behemoth. Rabbi Huda says, Ein l'nachri kerem revai. There's no kerem revai by a nachri. So what is kerem revai? The first 3 years, when a tree starts growing, it's peiros har arla. Year number four, it's called kerem revai. Revai from the lashon of revi, the fourth. When the peiros har arla during the first 3 years, they're asur bahana. Peiros of the fourth year are mutter, but they have a similar din to maaser sheni. You have to bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them or redeem them. And bring up the money to Yerushalayim, and then Yerushalayim purchase things to eat and drink. These peiros are called peiros revai. So Rabbi Huda is telling us, ein l'nachri kerem revai. The chachamim say that the halachas of kerem revai do apply to them. And the halachas like the chachamim. Vayitra says the Mishnah, truma sanachri midamas, and the nachri separates truma, and that truma falls into less than 100 of chulin, it all becomes meduma. It's all aser to zarim, to non-kayhanim. V'chayavim aleo chaymish. And if a zar, a non-kayan, eats the truma of a nachri, a truma that a nachri separated from his own field, if a non-kayan would eat it b'shagik, he would have to pay karen and chaymish, the principal amount plus the chaymish. Reb Shimon patters him from a chaymish, but he's minded that it's midamas. That if the truma of an achri falls into less than 100, everything is to be treated like truma. Reb Shimon holds that the truma of an achri is only midrabanan, not minatayra. Meaning that it's only midrabanan, so they said if a person eats it, he has to pay the keren, but not the chaymish. Even by truma deraisa, The Chaimish doesn't hold back his kapara. He has mechila and his aveira. But Rav Shimon is still maida, even though he holds it's the Rabbanon, he's still maida, that it's midamas. Because truma d'rabbanon is also midamas. Even if something is only truma midrabbanon, it falls into less than 100 of chulin, it doesn't become batal. Everything has to be treated as truma. That is how the Taisus Yom Tov explains it over here. According to Yashami, Rav Shimon does hold that the truma is minatayra, even the truma of an avid kechavim, but he dashes him a pasuk that you don't have to pay chaimish. When Rabbi Yehuda said that they don't have kerem revat, so there's a shayl over here in the Mefarshim, because if you hold that if you sell a field to an avid kechavim in Eretz Yisrael, the same halacha is still applied to what grows, and that's the reason they're mechuyev in trumas and maisras. So why shouldn't he be mechuyev in kerem revat? So many explain, you can look in the Taisus Yom Tov over here. When Rabbi Yehuda says they don't have the kerem revay, they don't have this din that during the fourth year you have to take the fruit to Yerushalayim, he's talking about fruit that belongs to a Nevi Kechavim that grows in Syria. In Syria. Everyone holds, if a Nevi Kechavim owns a land, it's not mechuyev in the mitzvahs of the land. The Chachamim say, and a Hanami in Syria, things that grow in a field of a Nevi Kechavim, doesn't have the kedusha of Paris Eretz Yisrael, but the Chachamim hold, some of the Mefarshim explain over here, that Kerem Avai is even a Chutz La'aretz, just like Arla is even a Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so Nachri and Akuti, who are Mafresh Truma from their own, the Truma is a Truma, their Meister is a Meister, their Hegdish is a Hegdish, as a Mechloikis as to exactly for what, some say just the carbon Ayla, some say it's not limited to a carbon Ayla, but their Hegdish does have a power to be Magdish something. Rabbi Huda says, no kerem revai for Oivdei Kaichavim. That's only in Syria. Because over there, if an Oivdei Kaichavim buys something, meaning if he buys the land, it doesn't have the payers that grow, don't have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Some say Taka Rabbi Yehuda would say there's no Trumas Himaisus in Syria either for an Oivdei Kaichavim. The Chachamim say, even in Syria, according to this Pshat, there is kerem revai for Oivdei Kaichavim. The Trumah that Anachri separates is Midamas. That means if it falls into less than 100 of Chulin, everything has to be treated as truma, and if a non-kayan eats it, he would have to pay both a keren and a chaimish. Whereas Rav Shimon holds that a zar eats the truma of an achri would be pater on a chaimish.